Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. Leading off today, Apple has announced that Apple Vision Pro has crossed a new milestone with over 2,500 native spatial apps available in the Vision OS App Store. This is up from the 2,000 Vision OS apps figure that Apple reported in June. The 2,500 native apps join 1.5 million compatible iPhone and iPad apps, which can also run in their own floating window on Vision Pro. Obviously, the number of native apps for Vision Pro pales in comparison to the size of Apple's other platforms, but it is similar to the magnitude of Meta's Quest ecosystem. At last count, the Quest App Store had around 3,000 native applications, most of which were games. Apple also is continuing to roll out new Apple Immersive video content, most recently releasing the second episode of its Wildlife Immersive series, featuring a close-up look at a pack of orphaned elephants filmed at Kenya's Sheldrick Wildlife Trust. Apple says there's more immersive video to come over the next few months and into 2025. Next update, OLED debuted in the iPad lineup for the first time this year. The new M4 iPad Pro has the world's most advanced display, according to Apple, with a unique tandem OLED setup. Now, a new rumor claims that OLED displays are also bound for both the iPad Air and the iPad Mini within the next 2 years. This supply chain report says that Apple is turning to Samsung to supply OLED screens for both the iPad Air and the iPad Mini. Both OLED models are expected to debut in the same year, with Apple currently targeting 2026 as the expected release date. Though the report doesn't offer any specific details, it's unlikely that the iPad Air and iPad Mini will get the same tandem OLED display technology as the iPad Pro. The iPad Pro models, of course, come with an ultra-premium price tag that can help cover the higher display costs, and OLED screens are one of the most expensive, if not the most expensive, component in those new iPad Pros. But as we've seen in the past, it's common for some of the tech from Apple's Pro devices to eventually filter down to the rest of the lineup over time, though often with some feature reductions. For example, Apple first limited OLED to its most expensive iPhone models, while the more affordable models used an LCD screen. But starting with the iPhone 12, the base model iPhones also added OLED screens, but Apple still restricts its ProMotion technology to the high-end iPhone Pro models. So it's likely that we'll see something similar with the new iPad Air and iPad Mini, where they will gain OLED, but it won't be as advanced as the tandem OLED with ProMotion found in the premium iPad Pro. We are sponsored this week by Capital One Shopping. With Capital One Shopping, you can shop online and save in seconds. Capital One Shopping users saved over $800 million in the past year and over $2 billion in total. With a Safari extension, it automatically applies the best available coupon code across over 100,000 websites. Start saving today and add the Capital One Shopping extension to your browser with a single click using the link in the show notes below. Don't leave money on the table and use Capital One Shopping today. My thanks to Capital One Shopping for sponsoring 9 to 5 Mac Daily. Next up today, some analysts last week suggested that Apple could charge as much as $20 per month for paid Apple Intelligence features. While that might end up being true in the long run, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman is now reporting that it won't be the case anytime soon. In his Power On newsletter this weekend, Gurman directly addressed those reports of paid Apple Intelligence features, saying that although he does believe Apple will eventually start charging for Apple Intelligence, we are at least 3 years away from Apple developing some sort of Apple Intelligence feature that's actually worth people paying for. Gurman says that he expects Apple to develop more advanced features on top of the existing Apple Intelligence offerings, but right now the current suite of features just isn't worth asking people to pay for as Apple continues to play catch-up with the likes of Google and OpenAI. Meanwhile, also in this weekend's newsletter, Mark Gurman reports that Apple's Vision team is continuing to experience with a couple different products to follow up to the launch of Apple Vision Pro. These new products include a cheaper Apple Vision headset, a second-generation Apple Vision Pro, and continued work on smart glasses. The report explains that even though Apple Vision Pro sales have been on the lower side of expectations, Apple isn't letting those slowing sales numbers deter them from their long-term vision plans. Gurman reports that Apple is still on track to ship a cheaper Apple Vision headset as early as next year. He also reiterates that Apple is continuing to work on a second generation high-end Apple Vision Pro, but the release timeframe of that product is unclear. In addition to the next generation Vision headsets, Gurman reports that Apple's team is also experimenting glasses without displays. This would be closer to the spectacles offered by the Meta Ray-Bans, which are selling significantly better than Meta had expected. Finally, Gurman says that the idea of making true augmented reality glasses has, quote, been tabled due to technical challenges. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com or find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5Mac.com/join. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.